It's the Ranch Report with Cowboys beat reporter David Moore of Sports Day in the Dallas Morning News. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9:35 and Tuesday and Friday afternoons at 4:15. Brought to you by Albertsons and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
All right, it's 2:30, or at 2:30, excuse me. No, it's not 2:30. It will be 2:30 in like 10 minutes. And at that point, we'll be in the middle of like a stop set. But shortly thereafter, we would like to promote a segment coming up called Audio from the Cowboys Locker Room. And we're told it will feature Dez Bryant speaking out about contract situations. And whether or not he's going to X out his contract. But right now...
Is that how he signs his name?
We have to follow up. On some very, very important topics here, Dan. In a segment we call Daily Regonk.
Well, you know the... This phenomenon... Some things are organic. You could not have planned this, right?
I thought we planned this at our latest brainstorming meeting.
Oh, you want me to go to that one?
TC was going to make a sound.
Like on October 14th, 2014.
Well, you thought it happened before.
If I told you 1 month from now, there's a word called regonk, and there's going to be regonk.com. You're going to be able to buy merchandise there. There's going to be ringtones. People are going to, in fact, like go to your beloved Twitter.
Why is it my beloved Twitter all of a sudden?
I'm just looking at a funny, the last tweet was directed at you with me attached. Why don't you just marry London since you love it so much? Seriously, dude, marry it.
Why don't you go back? Go over there.
No, but just put in the hashtag regonk and then look at how many others have done that, and it's kind of incredible.
There's a hashtag?
You know, the...
we get it trending?
I don't know how many you need to call it trending or to put a check mark by its name. But I do know that it's funny when you do that and then look at all the things. So it's taken off.
Yeah.
It's... the morning show is having lots of fun with it.
I heard Sean Bass in the ticker this morning with it. And then they came back with it.
Man, if Sean Bass... finds out TC doesn't like something, you think Sean Bass will lay off? That's TC's mortal enemy.
So I get a text Saturday evening.
Yeah, don't blame us. It's Kid.
So yeah, I get a text Saturday evening said that he...
Yeah, because Kid was listening to that ticker tease. It's not you saying it 30 times after.
I promise he was listening to that ticker tease.
Yes,
so he's listening right now.
Let's take you back. On October 15th at 12:50, a moment which will live in infamy, we relive that right now. I'm throwing it to you, Mino. Don't you have the full regonk? We've been talking about regonk.
Regonk. I'm TC, Rolanda McClain status, next.
Like, was he alerting his sleeper cell of some sort of cue to...
That's this Charleston, South Carolina?
I don't know what he was...
If I had a sleeper cell, you wouldn't be breathing right now, so trust that I don't.
All right, so I get a text from Kid Saturday evening.
Uh-huh.
Kid and Plate performed at halftime of the Clippers game that afternoon. And the text, it reads, after we finished our performance... I said regonk on the mic. So we kind of went back and forth with it, so I tried to find the audio. It is on YouTube. I was sent it a couple of times. Let's listen to like the last 45 seconds of Kid and Play performing at halftime of the Clippers game.
Can't touch this?
That's MC Hammer. I almost said another word. That's MC Hammer. They're doing Rolling with Kid and Play. They're doing Fridays at 2:30.
Okay.
Okay, and here we go. You get it?
Rugonk. You said Rugonk.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rugonk.
He just.
Hey, they were doing a parody of the song that Donovan does for Friday.
Yeah, it's my song. They just rewrote the lyrics a little bit.
That's amazing. Cool.
They should pay me, but, you know.
So, Kid from Kid and Play.
In L.A.
80s icon in L.A. performing to a sold-out house, watching a Clippers game over the weekend. And at the end of his performance, he says, Rugonk. You've got to feel great about that, TC.
He's walking off the court. He yells, Rugonk.
Now, you've invented this.
What
this
if everyone
thing.
In L.A. starts saying it? It goes. It gets into movies.
It becomes a thing.
You're like the Where's the Beef lady now.
Hip Hop Nation loves Rugonk.
Yeah,
see, it's way different whenever Kid's like it. With Kid, I think that he just genuinely thinks it's funny, and you know he likes the ticket and
it
wants to
funny.
Identify that, and that's all that he means by it. So I'm like, oh, all right, that's great. And then you have, you know, like you're sitting here doing this segment, and Mino just can't help however many times he wants to play it, and Killer's jumping in, and I just don't get the same vibe from that.
See, TC doesn't like those making fun of him that he considers to be well below him on
the
food chain.
I don't like Bob making fun of me either. I got the same,
and we know Bob's not beneath him.
Negative vibe there. Oh, whatever.
He
considers Bob a peer.
He's an equal.
I do consider TC a friend,
right?
But I thought part of being friends are we can goof on each other a little bit. I thought we were there.
What if that's the name of Dr. Dre's next album? Because he heard Kid say it, and he said, you know what? That's pretty cool.
So,
and
this is like the second Saturday in a row that Kid and TC have had this moment. Because
that's right.
You weren't here, but Jake told us the story of yeah. the day before your
will
wedding.
Will you please tell the story?
Yeah, just the night before the wedding, we went down to Winston's Supper Club. And that was a very unique experience, and we eventually got...
I think the word unique means black, right?
You know what, TC? It wasn't unique for me.
From what I heard...
I've been in that situation before.
Jake said when you guys walked in, you could hear a pin drop, and you heard the scratch of the record as music yeah. stopped, like in all eyes, because you were the only two white people there.
Yes, that's entirely
accurate.
Someone
asked, can they dance with your dates?
Okay, so you're there, you're out of place.
We walk up to the stage, and the bouncer there is like, oh, it's just banter, we're so excited to see you, and waves Kid over, and he, you know, very, very drunk, talks to us for like 10 minutes, and at one point he's got his arm around me and is saying all sorts of beautiful things about marriage and commitment, and I ask him if he has any advice. And he just looks me in the face and just says, Rugonk, and starts laughing.
See, how can that not be a positive in your life?
That moment was fine, you know.
What about this moment, TC?
If this is exclusively just things between me and Kid, I think I'm doing all right. If in case you're
so
doing
only
a segment about how exactly I feel about the whole thing.
So only your black friends can have fun with this.
No, I don't like when Donovan does it.
What?
I don't do it often, TC.
Whoa.
What do you think of Rugonk.com?
I mean,
which
of course
now
I, don't like
I
that.
Go there. There are now 32,307 Rugonks. That's the counter. And it used to just have a store, games, and quotes. Now, oh, quotes.
It's a kid trying to make money off of things that aren't related to him at all, certainly. And
now it says there's a link for Rugonk discussion. And Rugonk celebs. Okay, so there's like a little chat room here just to talk about Rugonk.
Is there a soundboard? I thought I just heard that.
Oh, anytime you flip.
It's the only thing on there.
If you.
Everybody.
Whenever you change pages within Rugonk.com, you'll hear Rugonk. If you plug the wire in, you'll hear it. Oh, and they have. Kid and Play up there. Cool.
That's great. Oh, yeah. See, every time you switch pages, it does it again.
And they're also scooping me for tomorrow's Today in Rugonk.
Rugonk.
So if you're a P1 and you've put together this page and you're listening, take off that second piece of audio there. We're going to do that tomorrow.
All right. Well, that's tomorrow. We've gone as far as we can go with today's Daily Rugonk.
Hang on. One more time.
If you click on Need More Regunk, then you can also follow some links that says sign up for Regunk Premium. You can get Premium Plus or Platinum.
Like, don't you think it's...
Platinum Regunk.
I'm not ready to go Platinum.
Don't you think of all of the genres out there, Chuck, that the hip-hop community is most likely to grab a word and make it their own and attach meaning to it?
It could be like on a five-finger ring.
Before long, all the kids are saying it, and it's being applied.
Flavor Flav has it on his chest.
But it's a word that,
on a chain.
It's a word that didn't even exist like a year ago.
Skeet, skeet. I think you've got a wrong idea of where exactly kid from kid. I mean, I love the guy, but
well, no, it's a start.
Yeah, you know.
Every
Look what he did to
Wait
the
till Kanye says it is what.
Look
I'm
what
saying.
He did to the hot top fade.
Well, let's work our way up to Kanye.
He's a trendsetter,
or down if you are a giant kid fan like I am.
Yeah,
well, me too.
Yeah. Low respect.
I'm just saying they operate. They have different areas.